Are we ready?
Are you in good form today?
I'm in good form
today.
How
are you feeling?
I am bouncing today.
Are you?
Yes.
You need your eyebrows need a serious trim. What's going on? The left one's covering your eye.
Well, we take a wee picture of my eyebrows and send it out to the people.
It's a big bush. Why is your left one bushier than the right one? You've been trimming yourself and it's gone wrong.
I kind of like a big bush on my face.
Right.
It's not. There's nothing wrong with that.
Oh dear.
Seriously.
You're in good form anyway.
Take a picture of that and let's...
Oh dear.
Kind of went too far.
Right,
there,
you did a little bit.
Went too far.
See, they don't look as bushy.
Stop saying that word. I don't like that word. We're going to tweet that out from my Twitter account.
I'll tweet your eyebrows out from your Twitter account in a wee second.
That's Stephen Dolan. You can have a look at these. You can make whatever comments you like.
They need a wee trim.
There was some dupper last night having a go at my TV show.
What would they say?
What was that man called? Paul Frew. Who's he? What is he? He's an MLA for North Antrim.
Yeah, it's like you knew that. Just thinking in the back of your mind and there the information pops up.
This is why I have my wee assistants.
Yes, talking in your ear. I'm telling you.
MLA for North Antrim. I think he said something like he would rather watch paint dry
than
watch my TV show tonight, BBC One 10:35.
I shall not comment on that.
I'd be dragging Paul Frew down.
Are you excited about your TV show tonight?
And whip him.
No, Steve, stop this. This is, you're going to get me in trouble.
We're not allowed Stephen's, to say this about elected representatives.
No, we're not.
Are we?
Was Stephen's presenter, was Stephen's producer not trying to keep an eye on what he was saying as he was suggesting he was going to whip an MLA?
I can see the complaint letter from the DUP headquarters right now.
What would it say?
We expect more respect for our elected representatives. When Mr. Nolan has a go at the First Minister for not wishing him a happy birthday, the First Minister has other pressing issues to deal with.
Anyway, you're in good form.
Martin McGuinness. He promised us a birthday message. Has it come? No. He's out fishing.
Well, this is the way to win him round. Have a wee pop.
Are we ready for tomorrow night with our big cinema night?
Oh, yes, the cinema night.
Are we ready?
Have you got your usher's outfit ready? Velvet jacket?
Tell the people what actually happened. Because we've been talking about emotional training courses at the council hall. So I think we've really got to...
bit do you want me to tell them?
I think we've got to lift the layer.
No.
That is that layer across the BBC that the people are entitled to know about.
Is this the balloon issue?
Yes.
Right.
So we're having a big cinema night tomorrow night. Okay. This is true. Right. And... we look forward. If you've got a ticket, please come down.
Check your email.
What time do they be down for?
If you come down for about half six, it's going to start at 7, but there'll be a lot of people coming in at the same time, so don't be leaving it too late, otherwise we'll have to lock the doors.
I want that film to start at 7.
No, you're on at 7.
I want the... What time's the film starting?
About 7:05.
Right, good. Okay. And so basically what we wanted to do was we wanted to dicky up the cinema. It's the movie house, isn't
it? Yes, it's the Dublin Road, so we're going to do it up and make it look fancy.
And we've got balloons.
Yes.
Do you know we couldn't find anybody in the... There is an email circulating right now, isn't there?
You're not supposed to reveal these things. I got an email yesterday.
Apparently, saying that the BBC cannot find anybody that knows how to blow up balloons.
Is it? Not experienced in balloons. That's what they said. He's not experienced in balloons.
Now, if you would like a job...
He can do banners.
Seriously.
Can't do balloons.
If you would like a job... blowing up balloons.
That sounds like a lie, but it's not.
I want you to send your CV into the BBC immediately.
Blowing up and tying them. Now, there's more than just blowing up the balloons. You have to follow the whole way through.
Apparently, we're 10 years old this month.
We are.
The publicity about it's been great. Over this week, we'll be looking back at some of our favourite stories from the show. Here are just a few of the remarkable people we've met along the way.
Marking 10 years on BBC Radio Ulster, this is The Nolan Show.
When news of the Queen's Jubilee Garden Party at Stormont broke, many wanted tickets, and then we heard about the guest list. The public could apply for tickets, but our MLAs, they were given 4 each. Quite a few of you weren't happy about this. Neither was 92-year-old war veteran John Leishman.
I'm an ex-serviceman.
Did you get a ticket?
No. And I served at the Battle of El Alamein against Rommel in 1942, and I landed on Stone Beach on D-Day. And I can't understand why we didn't get recognised at all. If it hadn't been for us, we would have been speaking German today.
And would you like to go to this event?
I wouldn't mind going at all.
One of my favourite parts of the job over the years has been the 10:30 handover with... very, very special broadcaster in Northern Ireland, Gerry Anderson. Always quick to crack a joke, our Jerry, of course, but in one chat with me a few years back, he opened up about a difficult time in his career, his move to Radio 4.
How quickly did you realise that they didn't like you?
About a month.
What happened?
They started complaining. No, they complained better than the newspapers. They started to go for me, the Daily Telegraph, Daily Mail, The Guardian.
How did they go? In what way did they go for you?
Well, there was a bit of this and a bit of that. They didn't like my accent, and they thought I was superficial, and they thought I was not intellectual enough.
In April 2006, a struggling milkman got in touch. He was going out of business because most of his customers were not paying. And guess where they lived? Very few people forget this. They lived on the Malone Road.
I've been a milkman now, self-employed, just for the past 2 years. For the first couple of months, everything was fine. But what was happening was people weren't paying. Then when you were going to their doors, they were saying, my mummy's in the bath, my daddy's not in. And you could see that people were actually hiding.
How did you see them hiding?
You could actually see people stand behind kitchen doors and sending
you don't get to go. Meanwhile, every MLA in this country, they can bring their uncle, their auntie and their wife.
And all they've done was drink tea.
Did you ever get any personal hate mail?
Every day I used to get a brochure from a funeral company.
No.
Yeah, somebody went to the trouble of contacting all the funeral companies in funeral, what do you call them, undertakers. So every morning I would get one from maybe Bradford. They would send you the brochure because somebody had written saying, send me the brochure. All different types of coffins. It eroded your confidence.
How did it manifest itself with you when you lost your confidence?
When I came back, people would say things to you, you know, stuff like that. You know,
like what?
Well, you're perceived as a failure, you know.
How does that feel?
That was the worst thing. I was all right when I left. When I came back, that was the worst. That was the worst, yeah.
Would you like to speak to John Esther?
I just really feel you deserve those tickets, that ticket I have, and I'd be very willing to meet up and give it to you, because I really do think you deserve it.
I thank you very much, and I'm very grateful that there's some decent people in the world today yet.
And these are the multi-millionaires of the Malone Road.
Yes, exactly. These are people who have it. I mean, the people who didn't have it were the ones who paid it quicker. I mean, it's getting to a stage where I'm going to lose my home. I would say 80% have not paid anything.
In 2008, we brought you Dogging News.
Real doggers, and believe me, there are a lot of dogging websites, would only do it in the darkness of the night.
It's not acceptable. Well, for a start, it's illegal, isn't it?
What's illegal?
It's illegal to do this outside, surely.
Yes, show me a law that says it's illegal.
Well, this should not be happening in a public forest.
Come on, it should not be happening. You're not that old a person, my goodness me. You've never sort of met somebody and thought, oh, let's do it. Let's be a bit dangerous here. Let's do something different, you know. Let's move it out of the bedroom. Come on.
We've had hundreds, maybe thousands of handovers with Gerry Anderson at 10:30 each day. But on one occasion, I just wanted to get the upper hand.
Oh. Hello, sorry about that.
Yes, where were you?
I didn't have my little button down, and I was putting on my record, and I didn't realise...
You don't really sound like yourself today.
I know I don't. I ran down the stairs. Did you see that thing on the YouTube?
You sound really strange today.
No, I don't sound strange, no. Yeah, I don't think so. And it sounds echoey, doesn't it? You mean like that? Sounds echoey kind of thing? As if I'm in a kind of a toilet?
You're messing. Yeah, lovely, yeah.
What are you doing?
Very good. You've discovered another little switch, haven't you?
I've got all the buttons here, Anderson! Say hello to your people!
No. I'm not speaking to nobody.
The Nolan Show on BBC Radio Ulster. Thank you for your support over the past 10 years.